Neutral, unelected EU Commission launches scathing attack on unelected UK Prime Minister by Jack Montgomery on August 22, 2019. The European Commission, the notionally neutral body which serves as the sole initiator of EU-level legislation as well as the bloc's executive, has launched an astonishing attack on the British Prime Minister. Phil Hogan, the European Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development, disparaged Boris Johnson as an unelected Prime Minister, a slur seemingly based on poor knowledge of the British Constitution, in which Prime Ministers, like Irish Taoiseachs, are not directly elected, with delusions of Churchillian grandeur, The Times reports. The 59-year-old Irishman sneered that Johnson views himself as a modern-day Churchill. However, in the event of a no-deal Brexit, the UK government's only Churchillian legacy will be, never have so few done so much damage to so many. If the UK fails to prevent a crash-out Brexit, anti-Brexiteers prefer a term for a clean break with the EU and a reversion to standard World Trade Organization WTO terms, they should be under no illusion regarding the foul atmosphere they will create with their EU partners and the serious consequences this will have for negotiating any future trade agreement, Hogan threatened. The UK continues to negotiate based on its experience of being an EU member. This misses the point completely. From the moment the UK came back to Brussels with the infamous red lines, the EU has negotiated on the basis of the UK opting for third country status, he added darkly. However, it is the Republic of Ireland which Commissioner Hogan hails from which may be hit hardest by a truly hard Brexit, with the United Kingdom being its most important trading partner by far, as well as the conduit for almost all of its trade and flight paths with continental Europe. The blow would fall particularly heavily on Ireland's farmers, for whom Hogan is supposed to be responsible, with the Irish Agriculture Minister having warned that the country will need a mega money bailout to survive. A source within Boris Johnson's government told The Times that the EU was playing games and chided the bloc for indulging in deliberate personal attacks of the sort which led to the failure to secure a deal last time. The source added that, if Brussels was serious about avoiding no deal, it would drop the toxic backstop it insisted on in its negotiations with Theresa May, which would leave the EU in control of laws and taxes without democratic accountability and has been deemed unacceptable by the current administration. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.